Welcome to another podcast from the Inside Network. I'm Peter White, and my guest today is Chris Bryan, Head of Parametric Portfolio Associates in Australia. Welcome, Chris. And Chris, before we discuss impending changes to superannuation laws in Australia, can you give me a brief overview or offering or the business strands that you have in the Australian market?
Parametric in Australia and globally is a specialist implementation manager. So what that means is that our entire focus is everything that can get between a really good investment idea and what ends up in the pocket of a member's. And the sorts of frictions that get between those good investment ideas and what's in a member's pocket are things like paying too much in brokerage, FX costs, capital gains taxes, and things like unintended exposures. So in Australia, probably the key three things that we're offering is firstly, tax-managed equities, and that's solutions everywhere from passive equities through to factor equities through to efficient implementation of active equity strategies. The second thing we offer is post-retirement products, mainly focusing on reducing the volatility of equity strategies for members who are in retirement. And then the third thing is derivatives implementation. And the most common thing we do there is asset overlays.
Okay, well, let's talk about the new environment that all super funds are facing with the Your Future, Your Super regulations theoretically about to come in July 1. What can you offer to the big super funds to make their life easier?
There's probably three things that Parametric can offer that will really help funds in this environment. The first one is what we call tax-managed indexing. So that's passive investing, but uniquely with our passive investing strategies, we get a small tracking error relative to the benchmark, and that enables us to deliver consistently higher after-tax return to the members. So that's the first thing that can help funds in a Your Future, Your Super environment. The second thing is tax-managed factors, which can be a low-cost alternative to active management, for example. And then the third thing is derivative overlays. So derivative overlays is where we come in and help the fund stick really close to its strategic asset allocation at all times using derivatives. And we also can enable funds to do strategic tilting. And that can be really helpful for funds who want to tightly control their risks around a strategic asset allocation that they've got in mind that they want implemented to help them succeed in the Your Future, Your Super performance test.
The performance test that is coming up, will you be able to open more doors now because of the performance test and because of the benefits and better returns that you can offer?
Yeah, I think we will, Peter. I think that funds are looking at more of their equities potentially moving into passive strategies. And it makes sense that when they do that, that they look at, is there any additional returns that we can get when we're in passive investing? So if you are going to move more into passive away from active, you're potentially losing some of those active manager alpha. And so when they're moving into passive, they should be looking for alternatives to that active manager alpha. And we can offer tax alpha or implementation alpha on top of their passive returns.
How big a trend the move to passive? Is it a result of your super? Is it a trend that's happening anyhow?
We've seen already a lot of funds moving more towards passive and factor investing. And the thing that seems to have prompted that in a large way is the APRA heat map. As you know, the APRA heat map looks at three things. It looks at fund performance, it looks at fees, and then it looks at member flows. And so obviously funds are wanting to retain that good performance that they've always had. And on the fee front, obviously passive is dramatically cheaper than active investing. So yeah, moving towards a passive style or a factor style from active can significantly improve your APRA heat map scores without necessarily impacting on your performance.
It's more than just risk aversion. It's a series of things that are making funds look more seriously at passive if they're not already heavily involved.
Yeah, that's right.
How dramatic are these changes? Is it the biggest thing that's happened to the industry for a while, or do you think it's not going to make a lot of difference to a lot of managers?
Oh, I think that the changes that might happen as a result of the Your Future, Your Super changes, especially the performance test, they can't be overstated. I think that they could be very, very significant for the overall industry and for funds, because funds that are taking bets away from a passive benchmark effectively are then running the risk that over time they might not be able to accept new member flows. And obviously, as you'd expect, that's a terrible thing to happen for funds. Obviously, we, like most people, would hope that the changes will be changed and or deferred. But if they do come in, they will have a very significant impact on funds and how they invest.
It does seem to an outsider that the mantra of past performance is no guide to future performance or guarantee. These changes seem to break that nexus of or break that thought.
Yeah, and the difficult thing with that is that quite often when you're strategically putting in place strategies at a fund, these things can take, you know, a decade or more sometimes to play out. And when you're being measured over much shorter time frames, you know, you could have a very, very good investment idea that just hasn't had its time in the sun during the performance period that's involved. For example, value investing is a classic case where, you know, it's a great style of investing, but it has not had its time in the sun for a very, very long time. If you strongly believed in value investing and that will play out over the long term, which is what members should be focused on, you could have faced a situation where you now can't accept new member monies just because over a, you know, 7-8 year time period, you value did underperform.
So the move to indexing, which this Your Super, Your Future looks to be encouraging, theoretically should be good for your business because your tax-managed index product would seem to be right at home here.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's a few good things about tax-managed indexing. For a start, it's very low cost. So
Can you give us a layman's outline of exactly what it involves?
Yeah, sure. So what tax-managed indexing involves is giving us a little bit of a tracking error to a benchmark. It might be ASX 200 or a MSCI World type benchmark. So give us a bit of a tracking error to that benchmark, and then we can use that tracking error in order to get a consistently higher after-tax return for your members. Traditional passive sticks really tightly to the, you know, within a couple of basis points of the index or the benchmark and doesn't deliver any excess returns typically over and above that benchmark. What we are doing is we get a little bit of tracking error and we use that tracking error to get a consistently higher after-tax return for members.
And do you do that by less transactions and less realizations of tax liabilities? Is that one of the things that you do or not?
Yeah, of course, we're always focused on transaction costs. But what we are doing is that when we are trading, we are thinking about what is the after-tax impact of this trade. And typical passive management doesn't enable you to have that thought process going on. If you've got no tracking error to a benchmark, there's very little that you can do other than deliver that exact benchmark's return and that same after-tax return to members. By giving us a small tracking error, really tight around the benchmark, we can deliver that consistently higher after-tax return.
Do you find that the managers of big super funds are aware of the returns to be made by these marginal tax changes that you can implement for them? Or is it viewed as being too small to worry about? And is that going to change, which I think it would, in the new environment?
Whenever you've got periods of very high equity market returns, which we have had for a very long time, funds tend to not get very focused on the small benefits. And when we're talking about our after-tax performance pickup, we're only talking about, say, 25 to 30 basis points per annum on a passive equities product or tax-managed indexing product. And, you know, when you're getting 20, 30%, you might lose focus on those benefits of just 25 to 30 basis points per annum. But our view is that in all markets, you should be thinking about the small things because they're the things that, with a high degree of certainty, will just pay off over time, a little bit like a small annuity stream, and why not have it? So, yeah, look, I think that in high return markets, funds haven't really been focused on these sorts of things, but I don't think there's many people that are forecasting massive future returns for funds. And therefore, when you're not looking at massive future returns, it's really important right now to be thinking about, okay, what are the frictions that we can weed out of our fund? What are the small wins that we can get that are consistent and predictable that will help deliver a better retirement outcome for our members?
You bump into me in the elevator. I'm the chairman of a large super fund. You've got three or four floors to get my attention. What total returns could you realistically hope to entice me with your transactional costs and with other costs that you can save?
So what I would say is that you could expect outperformance of an after-tax focused passive strategy of about 25 to 30 basis points per annum just on a passive after-tax focused tax managed indexing strategy. I'd also say if you're chairman of a large super fund that this is the first time when you've probably had to really think about the governance that you've got around your whole investment function, because this is the first time where bets that that team is making could actually lead to your fund not being able to accept any new member flows. So,
which is effectively a death sentence for the fund, is it not?
I mean, it really could be. And I think as a chairman of a large fund, you'd probably be focusing on two things. You'd probably be focusing on the risk that your fund may not be able to accept new flows. But more importantly, you'd also be focusing on the opportunity of, well, what happens when some of these underperforming funds do go out of business or are not able to accept new flows? What's our strategy to be benefiting from that trend as well? So as a chairman, I'd be thinking about not just the risks of the Your Future, Your Super changes, but also the opportunities it might present as well. And that's not just opportunities to benefit if other funds are suffering, but also the opportunity to deal with some of these frictions to make sure that you're on the right side of that performance test at all times in the future.
Well, you've got my attention with the 25 bips or more that you can offer through tax. What about FX and the transactional costs? Can you articulate those and also maybe give us a range of the total savings that Parametric could offer a fund that's interested in your services?
Yeah, sure. So what we've been talking about today mostly is tax managed indexing. And so that's been the main focus of our conversation. But where you've got factor strategies, active strategies, just a general equities program, there are very significant savings that can be had by looking at your FX costs and your brokerage costs. And in a multi-manager active equities kind of portfolio, including capital gains tax impacts, foreign exchange impacts, and brokerage impacts, we would typically be looking at the ability to make that fund outperform by about 50 to 90 basis points per annum. And that sets out the range of benefits is probably somewhere from, if you're pure passive, around about that 25 to 30 basis points of improved returns, right through to full active, where we could deliver an improved return of around 50 to 90 basis points per annum versus a situation where funds were just implementing in the traditional ways.
Well, that's quite a large multiple of the cash rate, in effect, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's worth it.
Who knew, but it is.
Yeah, well, the way that I would put it is it's worth having in the members' pockets, for sure.
Chris, thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks, Peter.